Chapter 35. Now the assistant forces sent by Vespasianos, which were accepted by the Zipporites, consisted of 1,000 cavalry and 6,000 infantry, under the generalship of the tribune, Plakidos. After first encamping in the Great Plain, they divided. And indeed, the infantry took up quarters in the city for its protection, while the cavalry remained in the camp. Now these two divisions both made constant sallies and overran the surrounding country, causing serious trouble to both me and my men. If we remain stationary in our cities, the Romans ravage the surrounding district. And whenever we ventured out, the Romans beat us back. Yet truly, I attempted to make an assault on the city in hopes of capturing it. Although I myself had, prior to its abandonment of the Galilean cause, so strongly enwalled it as to render it practically impregnable even to the Romans. And failing in my hopes, I found it beyond my power either to compel or to persuade Zippori to surrender. Now I provoked the Romans to make the war fiercer upon the country. And they, angered at my enterprise, never ceased, night or day, to devastate the plains and to pillage the property of the country. And indeed, invariably killing anyone who was capable of bearing arms, while reducing the insufficient to slavery. Now Galilee, from end to end, was filled with fire and blood, nor was it exempt from any kind of misery or calamity. For the only refuge the hunted inhabitants had was in the cities which I had enwalled. Now Titos, after a swifter passage from Achaia to Alexandria than is usually permitted by the winter season, had indeed taken command of the forces which he had been sent to fetch. But by a forced march, he soon reached Ptolemais. There, he found his father, together with the two legions, the most distinguished of all, the 5th and the 10th. To them, he joined the 15th Legion, which he had brought himself. These legions were followed by 18 cohorts. But 5 more cohorts, along with 1 swarm of cavalry, came to join them from Caesarea, as well as 5 other swarms of cavalry from Syria. Of the 23 cohorts, 10 numbered 1,000 infantry each. But the remaining 13 cohorts, each had a strength of 600 infantry and 120 cavalry. Now, there was also a considerable force of auxiliaries, which had been mustered by the following kings: Antiochus, and Agrippa, and Suhail. Each one contributed 2,000 unmounted archers and 1,000 cavalry. But Melek the Arabian sent 1,000 cavalry along with 5,000 infantry comprised mainly of archers. This was how the total strength of the forces, both cavalry and infantry, including all the auxiliaries of the kings, amounted to 60,000. Now this number did not include the servants who followed in vast numbers. Though, because they trained with the fighting men, they may be properly classified with them. Indeed, during times of peace, they took part in all their master's maneuvers. But in times of war, they took part in their dangers, inferior to none but them in skill and prowess.